It's been 15 years since Pete Dexter won the National Book Award for his novel Paris Trout. It's been 8 years since his last novel. Now he has a new book called Train. It's about a black caddy, a white cop, a wealthy widow, and Los Angeles in the early 1950s. Tom Vitale reports from New York that these are the ingredients of a fast-paced stew of golf, race, and violence.
The main characters in Train are all damaged in one way or another. There's the police sergeant, Packard, a World War II vet and survivor of the USS Indianapolis, sunk in shark-infested waters of the Pacific. There's the blonde Packard falls for, Nora, recovering from watching thieves murder her husband, then brutally rape her. And finally, there's Train, a 17-year-old black caddy who is himself a gifted golfer, but who can't play at the white country club where he works. Dexter says the novel was inspired by a story a friend told him.
In Los Angeles in the early 50s, there was a, supposedly, I mean, it came up in the context of Tiger Woods. There was a kid who was supposed to have shown up just for a year and played, you know, there were great golfers out there. And he played them for a lot of money and you know, always won. And then he just disappeared. And, you know, he was as good as anybody had seen then, and nobody, you know, heard from him again.
Dexter says he was immediately attracted to the character. The 60-year-old author grew up poor in rural Georgia. He says he knows how it feels to be denied opportunity.
You know, I didn't have a nickel. And, you know, people didn't even see you. They didn't notice you there. And I know as you're sitting there watching these people and getting to know them, you know, I'm talking about people with money or advantages and things, and they become, you know, a lot of them are pretty predictable. And you come to see eventually that, you know, that whatever you are and whatever they are has, you know, almost nothing to do with, you know, what you are inside. It's all about the advantages that they had that you don't have.
In Dexter's novel, the police sergeant Packard discovers Train and stakes him to big money games against professional white golfers. Packard makes a bundle, while Train savors a fleeting taste of recognition.
Train counted the money and hid it away, but the thing he liked best was the importance of it. When he was on the golf course and there was money down, everybody knew who he was then. Some of the players he beat made the regular excuses about how they had tennis elbow and foot blisters, and some of them just threw their sticks in the trunk and drove away. The worse people played, the more they discussed illness and injuries. It was always like that. He remembered sometimes he caddied a foursome. It was like they was having a contest who was going to die first. He liked winning, and he liked hearing excuses. He liked that feeling when he took the heart out of his opponents with shots they never thought of hitting. He liked it every time he made them reassess him up.
But the reader knows that Packard is pushing Train to go places where he's not wanted, and that things will end badly.
Train is a little bit like one of those bullet trains in Tokyo, or you get on it and you can't get off until the final destination.
John Freeman reviewed Train for the Boston Phoenix. He says the novel's pared-down prose and alternating points of view, along with scenes of violence, sex, and action, speed up the story, like a screenplay.
It's very fast-paced, but it's not a light book. It really does a depth sound of race in America in the 1950s by looking at it as it unfolds on a golf course. Several years ago, Toni Morrison wrote an essay asking white writers to step up to the plate and deal with the issue of race. And a few writers have done that, but people seem to forget, because Pete Dexter publishes so little, that he's been doing this all along.
Pete Dexter says race is something he began to notice when he was a kid in Georgia in the 1950s, and it's something he's always been interested in.
It seems to me that where the races meet, you get a very sort of, not only an emotional focus point, but a physical focus point, where you can, I mean, that's where things happen.
Dexter's best-known novel, Paris Trout, is about a white man in a backwoods Georgia town who gets away with murdering a 14-year-old black girl who lives with a family that owes him money. Dexter also wrote the screenplay for the film version, starring Dennis Hopper as the racist murderer, Paris Trout.
Somebody gonna pay me on this here debt.
I ain't old enough, sir. I can't sign no
Lord have mercy, Chester. He got on brass knuckles.
They ain't
no clock to hurt nobody here now.
Let loose of him. He's scared.
Oh, and you ain't?
Help! Somebody help us! Help!
You scared now?
Scenes of sudden, unexpected violence occur in all of Dexter's work.
I like stories where something happens. You know, I think there's way too much meditation that goes on in fiction and stuff. I'm one of those people that, I mean, you know, talk is cheap, and actually so is, you know, the thought process. And once again, the place where, you know, where the rubber meets the road, where that happens with physical movement.
In Dexter's new novel, Train, each of the main characters suffers a beating, scenes the author says that are drawn from experience. Long before he wrote his first novel at the age of 40, Dexter was a newspaper reporter. In 1981, he wrote a story for the Philadelphia Daily News about a drug killing in South Philly that so enraged the local residents, he ended up in a barroom brawl with 30 of them, some carrying baseball bats. When it was over, Dexter had head injuries and a broken back and hip.
And I understand a lot of stuff about violence that, you know, other people that write about it probably don't. I mean, I've been there for it. It never comes from the place where you think it's going to come from, and it never happens the way you imagine it will happen. And then when it's going on, it's nothing like what you allow yourself to imagine it's like.
Dexter writes about violence and race in Train, but he says that's not what the book is about. It's about talent and ambition and the choices characters make.
I think you have to be able to look at the world through their eyes. You know, some of them are in more absurd positions than others, but you never lose that that fundamental connection with them. And if you can do that and then have something happen, then to me it's successful fiction.
Pete Dexter says the most successful stories are the ones with characters the reader remembers. His new novel, Train, is moving up on the BookSense and Los Angeles Times bestseller lists. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.